okay if I eat my dinner?
Yeah. Some tough samach dalit. Loch is a chardol and it's our besoichoy kemach. Chardol, a sharmini tibul. It's a type of a dip.
Being possible, being necessary.
Sheesh behem mayim. These are dips which have water in them. So in those symbols, behem kemach, we don't put flour in them. Because if there's no other water, it's just meperis. But if there's water in there, and part, the condiment had water in it, so now the water will potentially create chimutz. And also in the sercha chardol, if a person did put flour into the chardol, yechol miyad lo yashenu shema yachmitz. So this happened on Pesach. The person should eat it. Consume it right away and not wait at all. You don't even have a shear. You don't have the time of the today hiluch meal because maybe the sharpness of the chardol will hasten the chimutz process. V'sharmeni tibulim kimin she'enam enam chadin kumur chardol. They're not as sharp as chardol. So vare hichmetz. We could argue that the sharpness of the chardol will maybe retard the chimutz process. But other ones which are not as sharp, so the chimutz process will be they're like meperis or whatever. So it hastens the process. There's nothing slowing it down. So we have to assume the person has to burn it. Hagava minik for the Ashkenazim is shalechol chardol klal bePesach. Even if this was made before Pesach, etc., we don't. The person prepared his chardol dish, not with flour, obviously. We don't eat chardol. We deal with it equivalent of the halachas of kitniyos that we don't eat on Pesach. So that's the remote talking. Yep, olive. So cut an olive. Sharmeni tibul. Shemetablim behem habasar. This is made is a dip to dip meat into it. V'yesh b'chomitz u'shar davar she'yesh b'kiyua. It has vinegar and other sharp items which have a sharpness to them. V'gilam litin b'soichon kemach. They used to, during the year, they would add flour into it. Shar kemach mischametz gam kenal yedei kiyua. And the kemach would ferment, would rise from the sharpness which is there.
I'm sorry. What is the word kiyuha?
It's like it's hakeyashinov. You have a haggadah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same word. Where we translate over there?
They translate it as blunt.
I mean, because it sets your teeth on edge. So he was like a sharpness to it.
Oh, okay. Teeth on the edge is an interesting expression.
Sheesh behem mayim. There's water mixed in the main behem mayim. Havi meperis. If it's just meperis, they're for venom achmitzim. Feel hem deworm chamutzim. Even though these are these sour type items.
That's one. So
still, but it's meperis. Meperis is not machmitz. Kosh kasat the leibasim and tav samabes. Okay, now the few mashin kotzer were a mole ale basim and tos on the base, sifdala danan machmirin bemeperis levad kamkein. We in general are machmir meperis even without any water, except for the tzarech of a chela rezoke, minik for the Ashkenazim. So even if there's no water, meperis alone is going to be a problem according to us. Afilo ein behemayim klal, rak mini tibulim shenasim michemitz yayinim kemach, kamkein osar, it's vinegar with. Let's say whatever in other items, and you mix flour in. For us, that's a problem. May pairs and flour, which is we're not doing machmir. If a person did mix it in, yechol miyad eat it immediately. You shouldn't wait. Shecherzik acharlo ein menichol maher lahachmitz. So the. So So when he's trying to imagine why we're going to say in the next case of other types of tibulim, we're afraid that maybe it was came chometz very quickly, and we are allowing it. He says so. He's explaining because the chardal seems to slow the process compared to the other spices. It doesn't happen so quickly, and that's why we're allowing them to. Yeah, there was water here. In other words, what's the issue? So the issue is, may perish with water is machmas very quickly. So we hear the chardal is acting as slowing down the process. Where other items which are not sharp, we have to be afraid that it's a problem right away. Therefore, you can't eat it even if you put it in. It's about a hikmitz, circular surface, dalad, of tafka sreifa, before the elbow simon tafka mbe. You have other options of how to get rid of it besides sreifa. So the removal, our meaning is not to eat kardel.
Okay.
It's about time. Why is that? To cut in hay. The time is from the kardel, who dover hamid gan, habi kibakit nishanagi bo yisr. So one reason is because it's something which a person makes into a pile of tzavua. When they would process the kardel seed, they would make it into a pile like grains. So it was similar to people.
Doesn't mean making a powder out of it, or making a flour out of it.
No. Dagan was midgan was used in the Gemara always to refer to the idea of making a
pile of
the goncho, that's the din of digun, that's what's chayav and truma and all those. That's always that's
the
always,
carry,
right? So that's called that act of being madgain.
Oh, I see.
So they would basically process it very similar to the process of how you process the grains. So in people's minds, they were confused items.
Interesting, different from what we've talked about for kinyas,
right?
Where you could get mixed up. Either actual comments could get mixed in, or
right.
The flour could get confused.
This is a new story, correct?
Interesting. And is this like unique in this regard?
In
kidneys?
It's the only place where it says it. So I guess that makes it unique. Filoni Sariv. Okay. Even if it was made before Pesach. It doesn't mean that you mix it with flour before Pesach. The bzeb sheet of the osir, because adarabim, now it's really chometz. Mildly cut in Pesach with Pesach, it became chometz. Tzolamer sheet tzarav im yain, you mix it with the wine or with the vinegar. It's what the kiddush. Ravus v'afal gab the bishas eruv, kaisashin oisoy, you grind it up. Been in New York, your kidney is Pesach. By the time Pesach comes, this thing looks no shaykh is to what kidneys looks like. It looks like mustard in a mustard jar, right? It's a totally different item. We wouldn't now at this point in time. We're not. There's nothing to in our minds to compare it to.
Oh, I see.
Grain, etc. Filohachi also, it's still us. Since it's just a minute, so we're not prohibited the food. He said the kidney is also that it doesn't ask for the food. Okay, mutal hashas kardol ad achar pesach kiman shubli kemah. Person is allowed to maintain kardol over pesach. There's no kiva getting rid of it. It was a practice that you would add some chardal seed to wine while it's fermenting, and that would maintain its sweetness, it wouldn't deteriorate.
So you're allowed to.
You're allowed to keep it, but you shouldn't. You can't drink it. Mm-hmm. The Sharatzian is a carbon chaz brings from Shemagodim. If you have charol mixed with kemah, and there's no water, so it's like it's a salad, not a liquid. So it's also mutter, as long as it wasn't from chitim l'susim, which are potentially are wet.
What's the word latutim?
We had this before. We had it before that they used to wash the chitim in the process before they would grind them.
Yeah.
It's called the tzisa. Nowadays, the question which we have with our with commercial
bleached flour,
mustard is
mustard
is the vinegar which is used sometimes as a grain based vinegar. So then you have a problem with it's grain based vinegar. So then it's chametz. It's a sabach chametz. It's not body chametz. It's a sabach chametz. Yisabach. Usually the type of things that you include in your mechira, say if there's any problem with this, the game for mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise, all those things, they sometimes the vinegar which is used in them is a grain-based vinegar, and then it's chametz.
Oh.
So that's why you need a hechsher for Pesach, for ketchup, and for mayonnaise, and for mustard if you're sorry, I guess. If you're an Ashkenazi, you shouldn't be finding a hesher for Pesach for mustard. But in regards to selling, if you don't sell chametz gomer, I think the minig is if you don't sell chametz gomer. But if it's something which is only a sabbat chametz, I think many people the minig is they do sell it. So those type of items. Similarly, is now as Mishabur mentioned back before the flour, bags of flour. There is nowadays. It is normal to wash them before they grind them. So they're possibly chometz. So he spoke before about the making matzahs from flour from the shul. Because nowadays we can't do that because they do the sisa beforehand. So they can't go to the store buy a bag of flour. But the yevon is also you have shmura mishas lisha. Yeah, but the flour might be chometz. So, but it's not a vada chametz either. Flour is, even though they do wash it, it's pretty common to wash it. The grinding process is a heat which possibly will cause the friction, etc., will cause the liquid to evaporate off before it's machmetz. So it's not vada that's machmetz either. Okay. Simon tov samachay. Dinei mursin v'pesach.
Can I just ask that Sharatzian, was that talking about kemach chita, or is it talking about kemach of chardal? Why, if it's talking about kemach chita, what's it doing here?
Well, he's saying over here that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned you ought to be mash chardal after Pesach kimon shehu b'li kemach, since it's without any flour.
Right.
In other words, the standard dish they used to make during the year was mustard seed, vinegar, and flour.
Okay.
He says Pesach, you can't do that.
Right.
He said, I want to hold on to the chardal over Pesach.
That you can do.
That I can do. He says, because he stresses since it's without flour.
Okay.
So he said, well, I can theoretically give you a case where a person decided to make the concoction of the mustard seed with the flour, and he'll add the liquid later. So I could keep, because even sitting with flour, but that's what's the problem.
I see. So that's the relevance, that it's mustard seed with the flour.
Right.
I see.
Okay. We had before. Just the Mechaber said, well, you can't be yotze with pas of subin and not with pas of mursin. So he said, subin is when they would do the grinding process, there was an outer shell which would come off. And I think they called it, it's like the exosperm, and then there's the endosperm, which is the part which comes off. when you're sifting it. So now I'm not sure exactly how those translate into the English translation. What's called the husk and what's called the bran. I think the subin is the husk and the mursin is the bran. So now he's discussed over here. The person wants to take the mursin, which would be the bran, and he wants to. He usually uses that for animal feed. So ain sharon mursin the tanagurlim. You can't take the bran and make a mush out of it, soak it for the chickens. B'shum panim. There's no way of doing that. In other words, they can't say, "Well, I will." Oversee it, Mr. Burr points out. I can't say, well, I'll stand there and watch over, make sure it doesn't last too long. Because we're not going to rely on that. 18 minutes is your maximum, it's not your minimum. So it's possible that it's machutz beforehand. Melocholtin. We don't do the chalita process. We discussed that. I think we discussed chalita before. Chalita is the idea of flash boiling it. By doing that, the nature of flash boiling it, the word talks about it will no longer be machmet afterwards. But we don't do it nowadays because we don't know how to do it. So we don't do chalitza. When they give the chickens feed, and the feed is barley or wheat grains or whatever it is, you can't spread it out for them in a place which is moist, because that will cause chametz. You put it in a nice, hard, dry area, that's fine. But if the ground is moist, so the kernels can pick up moisture from the ground and become chametz. Okay. In Sharon, that the Mishabur is a cotton olive. Mishum the machmitzim kitua atzma. That the bran has the ability to become chametz just like the grain itself, or whatever, however we translate mursin in English. Mursin. Within subin gamken machetz, where the subin, which is the outer husk, is we're also worried about. Fable 7 Tufton Dalad, Mr. Burrs of Cotton Bays, Yisparah Mao Mursin, Mao Subin. We explained over there what the two items are. A klipa shal akash, shagargar munach boy, shagarn shpayer, and a machmetz kashar kash ba'almatami. I would love to tell you that I'm a horticulturist and I know exactly what this is referring to. So I'm not sure exactly what it is. I can just infer from the words some idea what it is, but I don't know exactly what it is. So the straw, apparently there's like another layer which stays with which is made out of straw, it stays with the straw, which the kernel sits inside of that. It's called sprayer. That's not grain at all, that's just like that's like straw. Okay, I haven't...
But it's part of the plant.
Right. So you can't do that b'shum panim. What's b'shum panim in any way? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ritzalomer Gimel." The Mahani she Oymed Hashem Liray Shal Yishu Hamursa B'Mayim Shirmil. Say, okay, that we will make sure that they don't sit in the water for too long, and then we'll do something with them. Right. So I'm promising that I'm going to oversee this and oversee the procedure, make sure everything is good. So you can't rely on that. The Shir Zeh Ein Ela L'Inyan D'Yevet. That's the amount of 18 mil is in the world of B'di'evit. Av l'chadchila osod l'hashad z'fil l'rega echad k'il yom b'simen tafnan tes sif beiz v'ayin real law. Okay, so he raises this question of, we say you have up to 18 minutes. It means that l'chadchila I'm allowed to let it sit for up to 18 minutes. No. Or, which is what happened, he added the water bill and just letting it sit. It's not working the dough anymore. So is that, or to say, till 18 minutes nothing happens, so why shouldn't it be mutter? Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, the Be'er Lach braces that the Rambam actually is okay with The Shulchan Aruch Pashum Ponim means there's no way to allow this, as opposed to the Rambam, which actually finds has the opinion there's a way to allow it. So his Shulchan Aruch is stressing Pashum Ponim, there's no way to say it, not like the Rambam. And he discusses the Mishra goes to what are some options of how to allow it. Yeah. Chalita mikri is a cut and dal. What is chalita? Shemartich and amayim yafiyava. They boil the water very strong. It's a very, very rolling boil. You put the flour or the bran, the husks, the bran inside. And vafta chalita and amachmitz. The Mora says chalita is not machmitz. And not only that, once it's muchlet, after chalitza not machmitz anywhere either. So it's a great eitzah. Kamakim also, we don't do it. Shum she'enam b'kim chalitza. The abasim tov le'alzef yukimu. Hashem shavura b'kam apetay dinim b'zim. We assume we don't know how to do chalitza nowadays. And therefore, there's two problems. Theoretically, it's not gonna protect you for the future by doing chalitza because maybe it didn't work. If chalitza is not done properly, so theoretically it's machatz right now. And if it's machatz right now with the water, so he said the warmer it is, the quicker the process goes. So this is mamash very warm. So you get to the point where it's boiling to the point halachically that it's not machmitz, and it stops the process. But we don't know how to do it, so that means we're actually afraid that maybe it came chalitza very quickly. So that came to the Ramah. The Ramah said, "The person wants to give the animals the serum of the chitim, so you shouldn't put a mokum which is lach." Yeah. Hey, shalal shlichim. Hanam mitchila sheishos. Amala, this is talking about after the tzmanis. So beforehand. So it means this sheet is the same. Beforehand, we're not worried about this. Okay. Yeshua shkosa daf kana pesach yeshua zorosh bezet. That not only is it he's throwing out the kernels in a place which is moist. So the first one seems to say that the only problem after this one is because it's becoming chametz. But whatever other ones, the person threw it out. He doesn't really focus on it. Doesn't care. It's like it comes after. Whatever is used is used, whatever is not is not. So it became chometz, that's not his heading. The yesh we should also know, daf kana pesach, even before pesach, yesh zora bezet. Alan ken oimer aleim b'shasach, ilosim ma'ashe yigmur, lechol ma'ashe yishtar, lo yirichu, mutzul lifneim. Unless, here, he's putting the chita on the ground, and there's an element of moisture there. So if he will stay there, make sure that the animals eat whatever they eat, whatever left over, he discards it properly. So what are we worried about? Whatever's left over, you take away. Even before Pesach, they hold the problem because maybe it'll come chametz and then it'll be there on Pesach. Okay. Don't put it in a mokum lach. I feel you need to mokum yavish. The person put in a mokum yavish. Now you want to give the birds to drink. So you're not worried about. The water's creeping out there, but we never know. So we don't want that situation. The birds might drag water from where the water is, where the kernels are, etc. Dip the kernels in the water. So you don't give mayim for them to drink while they have the kernels there. First you have to see everything away, then you could...
have to what? Sweep the kernels on?
Yeah. So if you move the kernels away, and then afterwards you put the water there, so that by the time the birds get to the water, there's no chashash of mixing with any grain, any flowers. I guess. Over here. Apparently this was used as some type of a plaster. They would make it some type of a plaster to put on a poultice, to put on on their body. They would rub it in. It probably is the forerunner of nowadays, your Aveeno soaps and stuff like that. Nowadays we pay a lot of money to do this stuff. They just used to grab a handful of bran and rub it in. So you can't put on the on your body, even if you do it, even if you do it dry, because afterwards a lot of times they would they'd rub it in and they'd go into the base of Americas, and it ends up being wet, right? So Mishnah Berurah Katan Zayin Fil Yavish Hanu Shadarkim Hoya Lichnas the Americas Lazia Belosha Bakuf Mer Burson. They would go in, get warmed up and sweaty from the base of Americas. They would rub on this mursin, on the bran. It was the incapator came and shed mursin lo nisha b'mayim l'cher, it shouldn't be a problem. Because there was no water, it wasn't soaked in any water. And wakuf gam ken leka sh'mayim me'elov rak zeya mechem americhats. There's the person's sweat, which he develops because of the heat of the americhats. The sweat of a person doesn't create chemists. So we're good so far. Rag. The tzrichalizor, the havrakalam mursim, may alba kalbsor, kadam shatirchas kufa b'mayim. But they sometimes then go into the water, so they have to make sure they remove every single element of the mursim. So that's not such a great idea. That's a true bain b'cham bain, and whether the water is warm or cold. They're not proficient. They're making sure to remove every iota of the bran. Therefore, we stay away from the whole thing, even if it's a case of yavish, because you might end up doing it when it's lach. A woman did do it, so now she has this stuff rubbed under her skin. So how do you get it off? Well, you wash it off. No, don't wash it off. So you do a shikar over hakal. You can't wash it off because it's adding water to it. That's exactly what you don't want. So you're going to rub it off. You're not sure you get everything off. So you have to wait. Give it a period of time until you feel confident there's nothing left from the original. Rubbing on the body. The other eight is to wash yourself off with may peris, which is not machmets. So this way, a person would wash. So when is the halacha suggest using apple juice to wash yourself with? And here's the example. Right? Take may peris and wash your body with may peris. This way, you remove it removes the chemical, the mursin which was on the body, but it does it in a way which is safe. Without any chashash or chimutz.
So what did he mean by "im avra v'shafa ein lishtof betzonein achar ze ad zman mashi yadua"?
Shavkar avokal. I put a comma before the word sheyadua.
Before the word sheyadua.
Right.
Sheyadua shekvar avarakol.
Yeah, that situation you can't wash it off with water. We say we're not bekiyim to remove all of it. So we say, listen, so then the it's just don't go wash yourself afterwards. with water until you enough time has lapsed that you feel confident that whatever was there is gone. But I'm not sure what that means in people's minds. What's the definition of that confidence? Is that confidence immediate or not? I don't know. You know, not
how you judge that.
You know, it probably depends how much was put in the body, and depends whether it's an open area of the body or a closed area of the body. And some people's skin are more absorbent than others. You know, there's trying to.
Okay.
He's basically giving you some type of a subjective criteria. The person feels confident, then it's mutter. Let's hold it here.
The person should feel confident.
Once the person feels confident, that's gone. That's mutter.